This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, the whole Nathan Phillips saga with the Covington Catholic School hoax has gone into thermonuclear meltdown. And still, when I tune into so-called conservative media or watch Fox News, I see no one playing the tapes. I've seen it one time. No one playing any of the tapes of people saying, we're going to harvest your organs, we're going to kill you, go back to Europe, white boy, cracker heads, all this horrible stuff. You're there at a bus stop. You've been in a pro-life demonstration. A bunch of crazy racist minorities come over. One of them, a professional agitator, turns out, who is trying to break into a Catholic church and have a protest that very day in D.C. with 20 other people. You've got a guy ranging around like Frankenstein, harassing people. And then here we are, 4.5 days after this has happened, 4.5 days after we first pointed out that they marched over into the crowd, and the big corporate media is still basically saying, well, maybe these kids are bad, or maybe their hats are bad, and the young man in question goes on NBC and says, I have every right to stand my ground. Well, I don't know if you have that right, they say. So that's all coming up. So it's still like they're the bad guys. And if you look at the town, death threats, protests, lives permanently altered. Kentucky town reels after D.C. face-off. Wall Street Journal calls it the high school deplorables. They're the bad guys. Hebrew Israelites see divided divine intervention in confrontation. NBC host slammed by the left, right over interview with student. Twitter's 2 minutes of hate. And it goes on from there. At DrudgeReport.com, we also have those articles posted at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And there's so much other big news, obviously. Venezuela is melting down. We've got the economy slowing for the first time in 2+ years because of the ongoing shutdown. And I really sit back and think, shouldn't Trump have just declared a national emergency? Oh, but he got convinced not to do it. He was going to do it. My prediction did not fail before he was ever talking about it. I said he's declaring an emergency, and then when he was, we told you, but they backed off. So we're going to be discussing all of this today, and I'm not saying Trump's wrong to be in whatever, day 30 or whatever it is of the shutdown. It's just that economically in a lot of other areas, it gives the Democrats what they want, the economy imploding. So they're calling for that. They want that. They understand that's one way nationalism and capitalism is successful, is because people can feed themselves, unlike socialism or communism. And so what Trump's doing with the shutdown is the right thing to do. But in this game of pissing contest, 32 days, 12 hours, 3 minutes, 41 seconds in, declare the emergency. Oh, but it would take the funds for the new West Point facility. And he goes and gives a speech and says, do you want our border secured or do you care if you're not in a brand new barracks for a couple years? They go, we don't want the barracks, secure the country. Oh, but the Democrats, the military is going to get their fancy new barracks and we're not going to get, people get what is emergency and what isn't. People get what comes first. If the door has been blown off its hinges or your windows have been blown out, you don't paint the inside of the house first before you fix the windows and the door. Exactly. Or if you've got two children in a car wreck and one of your children just has a cut above their eye and the other child is crushed screaming with blood squirting out, which one do you help first? The one screaming with blood spewing everywhere. called triage. You get the tourniquet around them, then you move on to the next. Our damn legs are cut off. The border's wide open. Shut the son of a bitch!
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019, Mother, Global Transmission. The globalists are meeting at Davos. Our reporter Dan Lyman is reporting from the mountaintop fortress, the keep. We are also going to be talking to a botanist and researcher who's exposed the dangers of DMT and other hallucinogens being pushed by CIA front groups, and how his interview here with us a few days ago was shut down everywhere on YouTube for community guidelines violations. That's right. You don't talk about how super hallucinogens that can kill you, like ayahuasca, shouldn't be given to children. That's a community guidelines violation, just like not having seven-year-olds with naked men in gay magazines is violating community standards if you don't keep it in there. Or if you don't teach five-year-olds how to give blowjobs, you're violating community standards on YouTube. Seriously, pedophilia is everywhere on there. But if you tell kids don't use hardcore deadly drugs, then you're a community violator. So we're going to go back over that with him for 30 minutes today. And then we have a very interesting guest, MMA fighter, a world champion kickboxer, who's been demonized himself in the press as toxically masculine, and that's Andrew Tate. He's going to be joining us. And I do intend to also open the phones up throughout this hour. And I'm talking about by the bottom of the hour, I'm going to start going right to your calls, specifically on two big issues. You can call in about other stuff if you want, but I would really like you to humor me because I think this is what we're all focused on. The shutdown and on the whole Covington Catholic kids hoax that the media ran and the new way the corporate media is trying to manage that. We're going to be looking at that because it's very revealing, to say the least. So we're going to be discussing those different angles. We're going to look at what's happening with the world economy. And again, I appreciate the president being a stalwart. I appreciate the president standing firm on the wall. I appreciate the president exposing the fact that Democrats just 6-7 years ago approved border packages that then never got passed through the Senate, but they did approve them in the House, that gave roughly double the border wall funding that Trump's asking for, and basically agree with everything he's saying. And everybody's seen the Obama clips and the Hillary clips, where they sound way more hardcore than Trump. But now they want total open border, UN model, collapse the borders. And so now they're acting like it's unreasonable. So the president's right that they're the ones that have caused the shutdown. And he's right that they've refused his limited DACA plan, which he always proposed in the campaign. He's not going back on that, folks. He said, have a reasonable DACA once we secure the border, once they agree to fund a wall. If you've been here a long time and aren't a criminal and your parents brought you here, we'll fast-track your citizenship. He's always said he'd do that. Well, he did it again. He put it on the table, and, of course, they said, no, we want no borders, no walls. No USA at all. That's the chant at the women's marches and the chant at all the other big events. they also add to it, America was never great. It'll never be that great. So that's what they do. That's how they operate. But that said, the true action under the Constitution and under previous executive orders that are constitutional, many of them aren't, but under standard set law, law that's not being debated, the president has the duty, not just the right, to secure our southern border with a national emergency and to take whatever funds he needs. Well, lots of Democrat bitching and complaining ensued, and a few Republicans said, well, don't take the rebuilding of this army barracks from our state, or don't take building a new medical center from this Navy facility away, or don't take this other remodeling of West Point. I'm going to say it again. If your legs are cut off and your country's bleeding out and thousands of armed men are coming across and jihadis and kidnapped children and trillions in drugs every decade, you put tourniquets on the leg. So it's like saying remodel West Point. That's a bandana that West Point wants to festoon on their head. And I don't think West Point's going to mind if we take the bandana and say we're going to use that as a tourniquet. And again, if Trump went to West Point, if he did an emergency and took the money for now from the new barracks to build a wall, he'd say, how many of you agree? I know I'm your commander-in-chief and I can do what's right and I was elected to do this, but how many of you agree with me that you cannot have a new barracks for a few years and secure our border and secure all that child smuggling and all the murder and death and the 200,000 that have been killed down the border in just the last decade? How many of you agree with me? You'd have a unanimous cheering. But instead, the Republican advisors came to him and said, sir, sir, he can get money in an emergency however he wants. He can order the Treasury to issue new bonds. What do you think they did in 2008 during the crisis? So he doesn't even need to take the money from the barracks. See, there's lies within lies within lies within lies. That's why I get so frustrated. Because you look at one article, and on its face, well, can he declare emergency? Of course he can when the border is wide open. That's expressly when you do it. That's one of the few reasons you do it. Enemy invasion, attack, or collapse, refugees. That's it. But it doesn't even matter. Then they start the debate about, well, where's he going to get the money? He can have the Treasury do whatever he wants. It's all fiat anyways. It's $5.6 billion. That is chicken feed compared to what the globalists waste every week and all their corruption. And if we don't shore the country up, we're going to collapse. Last night I met with some pretty big Hollywood producers. I'm not going to name any names. And they said, no, you're right. L.A. is unlivable now. They're not fixing anything. There's homeless people and illegal aliens wandering around everywhere like Day of the Dead. It's on fire half the time. It's hell on earth, and everyone we know is moving to Texas. That's what Democrats create. And now they want more of the tens of millions coming up, the very worst, people with no jobs, pre-existing conditions, mentally ill, criminal records. It's not that the Mexicans are all criminals. Trump said they're sending their worst. Latin America is sending its worst. And everybody is freaking out in California going, what's going on? Well, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet, and this is the takedown of the United States. And so Trump is just pragmatically doing a decent job, but here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. He had never been in office, and that's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing because he does good policies, but then they lie to him about how the government works and run circles around him. He should have declared the emergency. It's the proper thing to do. He could have ordered the Treasury to produce the bonds. And people say, oh, but Congress does the issuance. Congress controls the purse. They handed it over to the private Federal Reserve and the executive. They abdicated their responsibility a long time ago. My point is, the president can shut down military operations like he's been doing. $100 billion a year in Afghanistan we spend. $100 billion on average. Boom. There's 20 times the money we need right there to build the stupid wall. So that's the facts, ladies and gentlemen. And so the president has all these ways to skin a cat, And he can use the military funding to do it. And he should have done it. So I told you they were looking at an emergency. They decided to do it. They said they were going to do it. And then he backed off. So when it comes time for Trump to really execute with his canines, to really bite into it every time he backs off, doesn't release the secret document showing he was illegally spied on, they perjured themselves. Didn't do it. A lot of these things he says he'll do, right when it comes to the final edge of the situation, he isn't doing it. And so, hey, we'll see who's right about this in the end, but the hundreds of billions of dollars this country's losing by the shutdown that the Democrats caused and are behind, it's their fault, Trump's right, doesn't matter. You still let them do it by not exercising your rightful executive authority and declaring the damn emergency. Because this country is in an emergency. Period. Don't deny it. Declare the emergency. Exercise your power. Save the country. We'll be back. Give the number out. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it, because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app, and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour, so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen, not not just making our mark, but making a difference, now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Declare a national emergency. Trump must end the government shutdown, or he's going to be outmaneuvered and defeated by the Democrats, because it's their goal to plunge the U.S. economy. They've admitted it, to kill the American recovery so that America has to capitulate to the globalists in this trade war of deindustrialization and demoralization being carried out economically and socially. Yes, the Democrats are behind the shutdown. Yes, they're not being reasonable. Yes, he's only asking for half the money that Democrats voted for 8 years ago, the very same Democrats. Yes, the president's in the right technically, and I still support him. But the emergency that his expert advisors told him to declare is the right thing to do. It circumvents killing the economy. It takes $5 billion out of the emergency military budget that can be put back in very easily later. And it gets the prioritization of border defenses in place. And it's that major miscalculation by the president with his other advisors that has now put us in the position of a sinking economy and the prospect of no growth in this quarter, potentially giving the Democrats in the end the win they wanted to have. It's a strategic defeat so far. I hope it gets turned around. Declare the emergency, President Trump. Do your duty. Now, I have a bunch of clips documenting this from the news we're going to get to. Then I'm going to get the number out. We're going to start taking your phone calls in this hour, right into the next hour. Then we have several guests joining us after that. Am I right about this, or what do you think about the shutdown 32 days in, 12 hours? What do you think about the Catholic school Covington group, and how 4 days into this, 4.5 days into this, on Saturday, InfoWars was one of the first. Just pointing out, man, we're at the parapets, we're at the door, we're at the gate, we're at the bridge, man, we're burning the home fires, we're eagle eye, man, we're in this fight. That's why we need your support. Coming up, I'm going to get into all that. Where it's like, are they bad or are they good? That's what mainstream media, NBC, is now saying. And these kids go on there. NBC does a fair interview, but still a whitewash. And they get demonized by the left. Hey, NBC, why don't you show people saying, we're going to kill you and cut your organs out, you white piece of crap, you cracker piece of crap. You mean to play all the clips again? We've got 20 minutes of insults and cussing. And the kid's trying to get away to the bus stop. And then the poor, wonderful Rambo Vietnam commando elder chief Big Wampum marches over and gets in their face. And the whole corporate press cuts the tape, edits it, and lies because they're the enemy of the people. And on no channels that I've seen except one little clip, on one national channel, do they point out that they marched over to them, got in their face, and said, get out of here, white people. We don't like you. We'll cut your organs out. We'll kill you. And in this upside-down world, no one will play the clips, no one will defend them, and the kids don't even point it out when they're on television. Their statement was the first to say it. They called them fags. They called them homos. They called them incest babies. They called them mass shooters. They told them they were going to die. This is all on tape. And only places like this will you see it. In fact, I want a master compilation put together now. Just Pick somebody, do it. I want the insults all in there. Because we're going to air it again. Because we've got a bunch of different ones, and by the time we play them all, some of it overlaps. I want to get that together. I want to hammer that out. I want to force that on the web and ask all the listeners today, get it out to everyone you know. And again, NBC put a tiny clip of them calling them a couple names in there, and NBC's being attacked for supporting KKK Nazis. Because now if you say, make America great again, you're bad. Well, guess what? All the areas where people wear the red hats is where everybody wants to get into. Because you know what? That's where people work 12, 14 hours a day. That's where we still fly Old Glory down at the courthouse. You can make fun of being square all day. Most of us that are square have not been square at some point and figured out it's a lot better being square than being twisted. Being a drug addict, or being a pervert, or being a weirdo, or being a criminal. Yeah, you're damn right I'm square. I'm squared away pretty good. I'm not perfect. I want to get squared away more. What squared away mean? It just goes back to old naval terms. It means you got your crap together. It means you got everything where it's supposed to be. You know what's going on. You got your head screwed on straight. But they want your head all screwed on crooked because the globalists want to sell us on a massive total bill of goods. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to break. I'm going to give the number out. We're going to take your calls. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers or students that want to call in and give us your take on what you witnessed. Or people that think, you know, that the godlike Native American getting in the kid's face is a good person and we should all bow down to him. It's a free-for-all. Agree, disagree. It's your chance to call in on all these issues. Should Trump declare an emergency? Where do you see the shutdown going? 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539 is the number for you to call in. That said, we're going to break. I would just ask listeners to remember, if you don't spread the word about the broadcast, if you don't tell neighbors and friends and church and your email list and text out the live feed, Infowars.com/show, and say, hey, here's the verboten show. Here's what they don't want you to hear. Here's what they're demonizing. Here's what they lie about constantly. They will be successful deplatforming us and shutting us down. Now, you've stayed vigilant. You've been pushing the site and you've been helping us get it out there. But if you don't keep pushing, this is an ongoing fight, we're going to lose. So please, Infowars.com/show, get that link out to everybody. And please remember Infowarsstore.com, where we have the very best fish oil and krill oil, the highest quality without the mercury, purest, best you can get at very low prices. We have it for adults, honor roll. It's for children, but it's great for adults as well. We have Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality that have been our number one bestseller, but we've had to discontinue because it's wildcrafted and too hard for them to be able to get and process and produce. It's probably the last run we're working on still being able to get it, but this is the last run right now, and it's 50% off because I still want you to have a chance to try it. But regardless, it's your purchases that make everything we do here possible. And we have our newest product that I believe will become our number one bestseller. It complements Brain Force. It's Turbo Force. It's beyond energy drinks. It's beyond pre-workout. It's beyond nootropic. It is the most powerful total formula out there. Turbo Force at InfowarsLife.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfowarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Toll free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX. The big subject we're talking about is the territorial integrity of Western nation states, with the UN building refugee centers in the poorest, most socialist and communist countries, and then opening up migration routes up to refugee centers on the U.S. Border, and borders in Europe like Macedonia, borders with Turkey, where tens of millions have already purposely flooded Europe. Now we're being shut up. Once the first groups broke defenses 6 years ago in Europe, the U.N. declared an emergency. The EU helped open the borders to then bring in second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth waves, much, much bigger. The first few waves were in the 50,000, 100,000 range, just like it's hit us in the last few months. Well, now, Mexico has announced, that's coming up next hour, Mexico has announced that they're easing passage and opening their border. The UN runs the refugee camp. It's more orderly. The gates open. In come 10,000, 20,000 more. now on their way. But don't worry, Jim Acosta says there's no such thing as refugees, there's no such thing as caravans, and when the lady tries to reach for the microphone, he grabs it away and pushes her arm down, and the news says that video's fake. And they edited the video of the Native American charging in, getting in the face of the young people, but the internet was there to show what really happened. So see, it's not working where they show Acosta chopping at the lady's arm, and then they say it's not real. It is real. It's not doctored. We zoomed in. And you're the ones that doctor. Doctoring is cutting a tape to the end, not showing what happened in 90% of it, and then misrepresenting that the man had been surrounded by the young people from the Catholic school when it was the other way around. So just an example of how they're trying to get away with all this, but how people more and more are seeing through it, and we're seeing a major tipping point on this. So we'll get into that as well. But understand, the Associated Press and others are reporting what Trump said a few weeks ago. Mexico's gone from saying they'll help defend their own border to, okay, if the UN agrees to pay to have these people shipped up to the U.S. border and they don't stay here, we will allow a full-on invasion. Now, you know what the regular response to that is. It's for the president to declare an emergency and to put troops into Mexico to take Mexico City if we have to. Mexico City would fall like that, and let them know that we're not going to have Mexico running a territorial war against us. So this is what we've had to do repeatedly with the Army and the Marines. And we're at that point again. And the president needs to declare an emergency and tell Mexico, we're not going to invade you. We're going to cut your $50 billion in aid off, you roughly get. And we're going to put troops 10 miles into Mexico. And we're going to smoke all the cartel folks. How's that sound? We're going to use C-130 gunships on you. It would take about 2 weeks. We kill every single cartel member deader than a hammer. You're like, Alex, this sounds so militaristic. We're under attack. That's what you do when you're under this level of attack. See, I said I'd get to it next hour, but I'll get into it more. New caravan grows as Mexico eases passage. Tijuana prepared. The Wall Street Journal. Central Americans crowd Mexico's southern border awaiting humanitarian visas to pass unhindered towards the United States. But CNN and MSNBC, they said there is no caravan. Meanwhile, Beto's on the news all the time, locally bragging, I just helped to get another 10,000 people in. He talks kind of like Bernie Sanders. And we're going to take care of it all for you. They don't go live at his house. So the country as we know it is being killed. It's being destroyed. It's being shut down right now by the buck-toothed Bugs Bunny, Beto and Pedo and all the rest of his cohorts. And so it never ends, ladies and gentlemen. The plan to turn America into a bankrupt third world country. We can't pay for all the anchor babies. We can't pay for all the city sanitation. We can't pay for the shanty towns. We can't pay for all the corruption. And I talked to hardcore liberals in California, and they go, you're right, Alex, it's hell. We're all leaving. You're right. What do we do? You do what Bernie Sanders does. You loot the colleges and steal all the money. And you live $1 million? That's expensive in Connecticut. We're talking 10-bedroom lakefront properties, and you drive $115,000 Audis. What's wrong with that? White people do not know what it is like to be poor. At least if you're me and never had a paying job in your life till you were 42 years old. I will get your money, don't you worry, America. So, there you go. This is what they do. Now, there's countless videos on Infowars.com and Newswars.com with our reporters and others on the ground talking to the women's marches in California. And let me tell you, dumb as a box of rocks doesn't catch it. It's more like helpless gremlins or something. Helpless, pissed off, stupid gremlins. Hopeless, clueless, leaderless, vicious, assaulting people, just getting away with it. This is what our niceness and our largesse is built. Okay, we're going to break, and I'm coming right back with your phone calls. Got a bunch of clips on the economy and how they're trying to plunge it as well with this shutdown, how Trump should have declared the emergency and bypassed all this. We're losing tens. What's the economy losing? I saw some number like $10 billion a day. So we'll have this stupid standoff into day 32 when the president has the power to do his job and declare the emergency and circumvent the jerks in Congress. Comprende, el presidente. Seriously, I'm starting to get pissed off at Trump. Now, I know he's a lot better than the foaming at the mouth Democrats, but it isn't good enough. Protect us from him. Do your job. Stop right there. Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half a Turbo Force this morning. Half a container, half a packet. And I shouldn't have done it because I'm already pissed. It's making me more angry. But I tell you what, I'm feeling a lot of energy. My brain's sure working good right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our newest product. It's Turbo Force from InfoLoForceLife.com. And let me tell you, it's got all the key amino acids. The expensive ones, the fancy ones, the ones that the average company won't put in. They'll put in a bunch of dye because that gets you high and a bunch of twisted chemical caffeine that's super cheap. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is all of these different known healthy systems for the brain, the equivalent of a pre-workout, the equivalent of a mind focus. I don't know what you call it. It's the healthy energy drink to the next level, vitamins, minerals, all the amino acids, 200 milligrams of naturally occurring caffeine with a bunch of other key compounds that help get it uploaded. It's unbelievable. You need to go read for yourself what's in Turbo Force. Ladies and gentlemen, I recommend the first time you take it, you take half a packet. Because instead of drinking coffee this morning, at 6 a.m., I had half a packet of Turbo Force. Now, again, the regular dose is an entire packet, but it's got so many incredible things in it that you've got to actually take it to experience it. It's 33% out of the gates at InfoWarsLife.com. Or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And it's a compliment to Brain Force. Brain Force is mainly a nootropic, has a tiny bit of some of the same stimulant that's in here. All natural, high quality that God gave us. This is Turbo Force. Brain Force is awesome. This is Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. I suggest you get your pack today and help fund the InfoWar. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
CDC says 2018 was the worst year yet for a paralyzing syndrome. Of course, it's just polio. You get it from the vaccine. All the world, they have live polio in the vaccine, and then they go in, though, and they see antibodies for it, and they say, oh, you don't have polio. It can't be because you got the vaccine for that. And that's the little game they play. We don't know why you died. We don't know why you can't breathe. We don't know why you're paralyzed. Back in the day, they just told my grandmother, oh, you got it from the vaccine. She got the second vaccine. She got that strain a week later. And she started having the virus eat her nerves. And then she got to be on crutches for the rest of her life till she died 2 years ago. But that's the way the globalists roll. And, of course, Dr. Salk and others admitted that the polio vaccine killed a bunch of people and gave them cancer. But, hey, that's actual history books, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, the people that got killed from it, they're history too, aren't they? So that's the fun part about the New World Order. We know how bad socialism and communism is, but we've got half of millennials saying they identify as communist, that that's what they want. Yes, it was called the Salk polio vaccine tragedy. It was a tragedy that they gave 99 million people in the U.S. alone cancer, they estimate. But hey, it's the government. They love you. Everything's fine. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls now, right into the next hour. I've got a bunch of news we haven't broken down yet that basically proves what I was saying earlier, that yes, the Democrats are mainly behind the shutdown. Yes, they're not being reasonable. Yes, Trump only wants half the money for a border defense that they all voted for but never got passed in the Senate 6 years ago, 7 years ago, 8 years ago. It happened three times. Yes. Yes, they're doing it because they want to plunge the economy. They think the public's too dumb to know that they're the ones doing it. But they admit that's the plan. So why should Trump give them what they want in a 32-day pee-pee contest? I mean, he was never in a hotel room like Russiagate and the Steele file said in BuzzFeed. That was fake news. He was never, Trump was never in a hotel room with hookers urinating on him. But you know what? He's in a pee-pee contest with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. The right thing to do is our border is our sovereignty. It is under attack. Another giant caravan's coming. Thousands are hitting every day. Diseases, drugs, kidnapped children. The Senate report admits a bunch of kids get smuggled across and disappear. So these smiling jackass Democrats are sitting over there. Use your executive power. Declare the national emergency. That's leadership, and that's your job. And I get angry at Trump because he's got a bunch of piss, poor, not need advisors around him. Cut the military funding by 20% in Afghanistan. Don't even pull all the troops out. And that's $20 billion you can put into the emergency and build something that looks like it's from Escape from New York. Gosh, what kind of advisors does he have? Any moron that studied the budget or the power of the presidency or the government's funding or emergency expenditures knows that this president is tied down by a bunch of Lilliputians. And if he's going to let a bunch of one-inch tall idiots sell us out to the Chi-Coms and everybody else and let all this foreign invasion happen when he's got the power to stop it, well, then Trump can't be saved, can he? But I'm saying this and doing this, ladies and gentlemen, because it's the truth, and people need to call the White House and support the president by getting his attention. And I am going to go to D.C. soon and have a march on the White House, a peaceful march, calling for the president to do his job and declare an emergency. I thought he would have done it by now. They said he was, but he backed off. And let's say it again. Now we're going into an economic emergency because, yeah, a lot of the government isn't needed, but some of it is. And it's a big part of the economy, so that money's not flowing out now. And it's giving the Democrats everything they want. So they're winning right now with this shutdown. Oh, yeah, there's little tit for tats like taking their airplanes away or whatever. That's all cutesy foot at the end of the day. The border being wide open. The illegal aliens and the next wave coming. All of it. We got to get on this now. The globals are trying to break our border now. I'm going to go to your calls. I apologize. It is nice seeing Maxine Waters have to fly on an airplane, but she flies in first class. You know, she flies out to California on a private government jet. They got hundreds of these government jets for Congress and people. They're all like royalty. I don't have a private Cessna, and I'm Alex Jones, pretty big, you know, media guy. Hell, I think a swimming pool is pretty fancy. I mean, what do these people have? Like golden spoons in their mouths? Take it all away. I'm sick of it. I thought an F-150 was pretty damn fancy. Turns out this woman drives $190,000 Maybachs. Yeah. She drives around in $190,000 cars. These people are criminals. She swindled to her husband tens of millions of dollars to his bank of bailout money. She's a damn criminal. Excuse me, they put Maxine Waters on the screen and made me start to have a little bit of a heart attack there. I don't like losing. I don't like seeing this country get run in the ground. We can beat these people if we just start making the right moves. Okay, stop right now. Dave, I did take Turbo Force this morning. Okay. But it's also serious issues. Dave, see, I can't really take my own products. Dave in New York, Matthew, Sean, Julie, Diane, Gary, Mike, Tom, David, Keith. Dananka, I can't hardly read that. Danka, we're going to go to all of you, starting with Dave in New York. Dave, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Thanks for having me, Alex. We're all lucky to have you with your spiritual message, your message. You are the second coming of Thomas Jefferson. I just briefly, it seems like every time Trump needs to make a hard decision, we elected him to get rid of a corrupt establishment. And if I feel like the stock market is the thing he's worried about most. He's worried about it going down, almost like they're holding it hostage. They have a recession all ready to go in 2020. If he were to make some tough decisions, it would be one step back, two step forward, and usher in the greatest era of prosperity in the world since the Renaissance. You know that. We all know that. And I'm glad that you're talking about it now. So thank you.
No, sir, you're a smart guy. So tell me what you think he should do. Obviously, release all the secret documents of the illegal cabal against him. Because they keep saying they're going to back off and leave him alone, but then they never do. They're a bunch of snakes. They can't believe he's done this. He shouldn't be appointing this big swamp creature that George Herbert Walker Bush controlled, who's basically Robert Mueller's daddy. He should stop that nomination. He should declare an emergency, secure the border. I mean, it's all right there. Of course he should pull the troops out, but every time they try to block him.
Talk about the people who perjured, all the deep state that perjured themselves in front of the Pfizer court. You audit the Fed, release classified information about, you name it, 9/11, even if it's JFK. Get the ball rolling further. Yeah, it's going to hurt the stock market in the short term. The stock market will come back, and he will do everything he set out to do, which is start the greatest run of prosperity we've ever seen in America.
Absolutely. And again, I'm not attacking Trump. His heart's good. He's strong. He's been through hell. So's his family. I'm going through the same stuff. So we're fellow travelers in that. But it's like we're in a football game and, you know, the quarterback is starting to, you know, act like he's not awake and he's going to get his head taken off, in these next few plays if he doesn't actually understand the deep state is arrogant. They're full of bravado. And the only thing they recognize is strength. And so they have to take action. Trump and his supporters have to take action against the deep state or we're screwed.
Even if in the short term he gets another 10% in the stock market, I work at a major bank. All the smartest minds on Wall Street are saying recession in 2020. So his best case scenario is they'll start a recession right around when he wants to be reelected, and that'll be his that'll help be his undoing. Not to mention his base might turn on him. So take the bitter pill, take the step back, do the hard thing. Yeah, the market will go down the short term, but it'll come back, and we'll all be proven right, and you'll be proven right, and you deserve that. And again, we appreciate all the work you're doing. And
brother, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. God bless. Look, of course it's a bubble. But he was getting real industry back in the bubble, something the globalists didn't want. So he could have extended that out a while, released some innovations, some of the suppressed technologies, and we could have had a controlled crash. They raised all those interest rates to kill the economy. Trump called them out, so they started backing off and not killing it as fast. Exactly. Use your executive power. Use your bully pulpit, Mr. President, or they're going to eat you alive like a bunch of satanic piranhas on PCP. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with hour number two. Your calls are only 2 minutes away. Infowars.com, newswars.com. Spread those links.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text DEMO to 411-411.